In New Caledonia, post-election unrest is flaring after yesterday's vote against independence from France. The final results showed that 56% of voters chose to remain part of France, while about 44% voted for independence. Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts is in New Caledonia. Stephen, tell us what's been happening there this morning.
Well, Eleanor, there's a bit of anger in parts of New Caledonia this morning in the wake of yesterday's no vote. A bit of history, a lot of Indigenous Kanaks in New Caledonia have been agitating for independence for decades. And this morning, people from the troubled Kanak village of St. Louis, just north of the capital, Noumea, have made their unhappiness very clear, setting fire to cars, to tyres and some debris on a major highway. It's worth noting, Eleanor, there's often unrest in this village. It's got a long history of confrontation between locals and police. Now, this morning, dozens of heavily armed police moved onto the road. They've set up a roadblock and they say they're doing what they can to clear the way. And in the meantime, a huge thick cloud of smoke is hanging over the whole area. Look, Eleanor, yesterday the vote was remarkably peaceful. There was no violence at all, as best as I can tell, anywhere in the country. But this protest today is a reminder of the way that deep social and ethnic divisions persist in this country.
Well, the referendum showed a fairly even split between those who want independence and those who want to remain part of France. Are these protests today signs that this issue is not settled?
Absolutely, Eleanor. The issue is a long way from settled. New Caledonia is absolutely still at a crossroads. Worth remembering that the polls were predicting a pretty comfortable win for the no vote, something like 60-40, and loyalists, some of them were predicting a 70-30 result, and they hoped that that would put the issue to bed. But the fairly close result that we saw yesterday ensures that it will continue to dominate political life here. Remember, France has also promised another two referendums in 2020 and 2022. Some loyalists argued if there was a big win for no, then there was no need to hold them. But in the wake of that result yesterday, that argument is looking weak. You'd have to say it's inevitable now that there will be two more votes on this question in the next few years.
That's Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.